Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yes, we are, yes, you are, as we bring in a new month, March 2013. We are indeed free, all of us, as we honor the women in our lives. Those who we know of, those we don't know of, those who are in the news and those who are not, I celebrate you. And right now, you are being invited to choose a different way of being. And even if you're doing it, already, it's time to go deeper. To love from a new place, to love from a new way of being, to just let us know who you are by shining your light. But for those of you like, well, I don't know, I'm not sure if we can do that. I don't know if people are ready for it. Well, Troy has a question for you. I'll let him ask. But the title of the question is, if we, imagine, if we just loved each other, if we just show up fully, oh, I am ready to be part of that love fest. I am already in the club. VIP, lifetime membership. Join me. you're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a
radio
show.
What if you, what if I all loved each other? There would be nothing we can't do if we could choose to love each other. There is no mountain could stand in our way if we are chose love today. Some will say the greatest thing is love, and prophets say without love faith ain't enough. But still there remains a question. In a world still filled with war, despair and hate, without a piece of food on every plate, love be the right direction. There is no mountain could stand in our way if we are chose love today. So what if we, what if you, what if I, children love for fellow men. There's no storm we couldn't weather. There is no mountain could stand in our way if we are choose love to be.
Are you ready to be part of the Love Fest? You've been initiated simply by listening to the radio show. This, the fact that you're here today, you're part of it. So when things happen in your life, if something happens in your life today, you go, oh, I can't stand negative people. No, they're not negative. They're just nudging you to release more love. Yes. What will we do? Who will we be if we go deep and express more of who we are? The monsters won't even have a chance. They'll be like, oh, I'm getting out of here. Too much love. Let me go find somebody who don't have love in their being. I'm getting out of here. That's how you embrace the monsters in your head. What was that about? That's a celebratory chant. When you feel God, when you feel love, when you feel the essence of who you are, that's where I'm at today. I'm open, wide open. And I say yes, and I welcome you to this love fest. Because we're going to love one another. We're going to love you, even if you've got your arms folded. We're going to hug you up, love you up, and by the time you finish, you'll be running down the street, hugging the people, say, I love you. I'm like, okay, they need to lock them up. Yes. Life is good. It really is. Through it all. And I want to welcome you. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you. Thank you, thank you for tuning in to yourself first and then tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and, just as important, change is inspired. And when the change is inspired in you, of course you make a difference. You can't help but make a difference. You can't discover who you are, learn more about yourself, and not want to share that with the world. It is just impossible. So the people that are setting the world on fire is because they caught something about themselves. Ooh, they're on fire. And they want to share that warmth with people. So thank you for making a difference. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being here, even if you're away from the computer but just listening. Wink, wink. Even if you're listening, say, oh, this dude is nuts. You're right. You're so in tune. I am the nutty professor. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. I am your host. That's it. Get it? I am is your host. But the I am consciousness shows up as Ade, Life Coach Ade, Naughty Professor. What other names do I have? I have all kind of names. It just goes on and on and on because I am the expression of the one. So whatever you call the one consciousness, that is who I be. That is who I is. I am love in action. And who is you? That's the real question. Oh, I feel like rhyming. Let me bring Troy on so we can pen something and write a song together. I do the rapping side, but no, you won't because you can't rap. Oh, yes, I can. What you can? Those are people in my head talking to me. Sorry, I didn't know the mic was live. Anyway, welcome. We welcome all of you and the phone lines, those of you listening on the phone, and those of you listening online, and those of you listening on wherever you're listening from, even out of space, inner space, in a cave. Thank you for tuning in. Those of you listening on the archive, thank you for listening, because when you're listening right now. So thank you for listening right now. And if you know people who want to hear this show and you're like, oh, I don't know, I don't want them to think I'm pushing my truth on them, go ahead and share the show with them. Just do it. Say, well, I'm not sharing it because I felt to share it with you. I'm just sharing it because the radio host said to share it with you. If you don't like it, blame him. That's right. Because if you don't like what I'm doing, I take it to God. That's right. And we welcome the within listeners as well. Thank you all for tuning in, for being part of the global shift, the global change. This is the month. Our month, the theme for this month is spiritual awakening. It is time for us to wake up. In the words of Samuel L. Jackson, wake the up. Yes, because we know what we know. It's really time to take the application button and take it to the next degree and just push it. So, yep. So when life comes at us, we're like, ooh, I'm scared. Okay, I'm scared. I'm afraid. I'm fearful. Okay, there's something here for me. There's something I need to see here. I want to run away, but if I run away from it, then that means I got to deal with it later on. But I got so much to share with the world, so let me face it. Ooh, I can't do it myself. Let me call on somebody to hold my hands. Let me face these monsters because I know they really have no power over me. Let's do some announcements. Spiritual awakening is the theme for the month. And Troy Horn is in the house. You just heard his song. If we love each other. I'm going to ask Troy. And Troy, make sure, you know, if you're listening, you better be listening. Yes, of course he's listening. Of course, he's right here. Because I am one with Troy. I want you to break down the rap by that little woman. I hear the second part. But the first part, she said something about Twitter. I don't know. I'm old. Stop giving excuses. Yeah. So anyway, let's see. What do we want to do now? We want to do the announcements. But we're doing the announcements differently today. We have a prepackaged Celeste. A prepackaged Celeste. For a second, before I tell you about that, welcome. Valerie Motherwick is listening but away from the computer. Not good enough. Get back over here. Silent listeners, disguised guests, we welcome you. Tanya is in the house. Monica is in the house. Kobe is in the house. Glenda is in the house. Troy is in the house. Troy got monsters in his head. So when he gets here, people just love him. We're going to love those monsters away. The monsters are trying to get the best of him, but we're about to do a spiritual healing on Brother Troy. I don't know where that came from. Same place all the other stuff comes from. Okay, so let's do an announcement. We have a prepackaged Celeste today. We had to learn to, Celeste is so just awesome. We had to clone her. So she's coming to us pre-recorded, pre-packaged. Let me get this announcement going. Okay, Celeste, pre-packaged Celeste. There you go. Let's do it.
Hello, family.
Come on now.
Welcome
there
to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Nutty Professor, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday from 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today and our special guest, Troy Horn, can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do Facebook or you can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Also, you can email Life Coach Today any time of the day, and he will answer your questions on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. You can also email him if you have a topic you would like Life Coach Today to cover for an upcoming show. What has you curious? Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of March is Spiritual Awakening, and we have wonderful shows coming up that will shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, Life Coach Today is flying solo to take you on a journey into your innermost self. Call in for some one-on-one time. He will support you with anything you are going through and growing through. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Umbasa Safira for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. They air on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Then be sure to join me for The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we go more in-depth with numerology, medicine cards, and tarot to help you make more inspired moves in your life. Also, the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to LifeConversationsMedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. No amount is too small, and we thank you for being a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Aday.
Woo! Thank you for welcoming back to my show. I appreciate you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you very much. I miss messing with Celeste during the announcements. Okay, well, just send Celeste some love. Lift her up. Send her some light. Know that all is truly well. And yes, as we lift her up, we're lifting all the females, the women in our lives, the ones that are struggling, the ones that have found their freedom, that have freed themselves from themselves. Let's honor them. Let's celebrate them. Let's celebrate the mothers who were around, the mothers who weren't around. Let's celebrate the exes that you can't get along with, the baby mother that you just can't stand. Celebrate her because she's giving you a gift. It's all a gift, you know. And if you miss it, you get to try it all over again. Sorry, you get to try again. It's all about a soul agreement. It's so nice to see all of you. Thank you all for being here, for tuning in to yourself, because that's where it starts from. Tune in to yourself to hear what yourself has to say to yourself through my voice, through Troy or whoever calls in, because, you know, this is a soul agreement, and you had to be here. You had to be here. And I'm so excited about bringing Troy on. Let me pull up his bio. But this brother sent his song to me. I love all his songs. Like, ooh. Let me tell you, he's not listening right now. But, you know, we had March. It was full. We didn't have, well, I thought it was full. And I was thinking, well, we're going to bring him around April. Don't tell him I said this. And then I listened to his song. I said, Celeste, what can we do to bring this brother on real quick? But, you know, I don't want him to feel like, you know, we move things around for him. So don't tell him, please. Troy Hall, where is his bio? Somewhere here. I just want to play. It's all about spiritual awakening. When you wake up, you can be free. You can set yourself free. You can love out loud. Not only laugh out loud, love out loud. That's what the world needs. I think that's what I need to do now. It's time for a bio, right? Okay, let me do this first. Oh, my interns are not in today. They took a break. But that's okay. Maybe they'll be back tomorrow. I'm trying to set this up to sound so perfect, to sound like the perfect radio. I got to get my radio voice. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Radio. See, when you try and fake, front, pretend you mess up. So leave it alone. Just be you. Do you, boo? All right, let me get this ready. And then I'm going to... Troy's like, oh, my God, what am I walking into? That's okay, Troy. You can keep your dignity. I left mine before I started the show. The danger of doing what you love, you get to show up and show out. Troy Horn is a musician, creator, and a producer who has starred in the Broadway show Rent, NBC's The Singer, the Ion Network, Firebrand TV, written music for the film Thug Angel, a Tupac Shakur documentary, was featured on ESPN's 2011 Monday Night Football musical opener, has appeared on Star Search on multiple records as a lead and background singer, and has toured the world with his music. Troy is a creator of positive music that will shift the planet. Troy's music will be a blessing to those looking for heartfelt inspiration or a little pick-me-up. His website address is Troy Horn. That's his name. Troy, T-R-O-Y, Horn, HORNE.com. And Troy's music is so much more than just positive music. It's I call it the music you can taste, soulful music, music that will remind you who you are. And we are ready for it. And you cannot listen to that song and not be shift. It will shift you from your stuff. See, Troy brought his family members, so I'm going to be nice for a little while, and I'm going to let it all hang out. But if you want to shift from your stuff, yeah, take a dose of Troy's music. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my friend, my guest, my brother, myself, Troy. Oh, hello, Troy. How is it going?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
Well, you brought the whole crew with you. Look at them. All right. We know you're doing this. Okay, but just calm down now, please, because things are going bad. It's so nice to have you here, my brother.
It's so great to be here.
Okay, I'm going to do something I've never done before. I have one complaint.
Okay.
Your songs are not long enough. 3 minutes and 40 And we don't care about radio. Internet radio is the way it's happening. You want songs that are no less than 5 minutes. I'm like, is that it? I want more.
Definitely. Well, you know, we've been trained so much in the keeping it down for radio that it's great to hear that, you know, you can make it a little longer if that works.
Yes. You know, that's just the monster in your head. Let it go. Back is like 7 minutes long, and that's just instrumental.
Definitely.
Let's jump in. Let's find out. Let's just jump into your mind, into your consciousness, into your head, and find out a little bit about you. Well, actually, I read a little bit about you, but I want to find out more about you. So my first question to you is, because this is the simplest question I'm going to ask you today, so let's just get that out. Who are you? Who is Troy Horn?
Oh, wow. That's the simplest one. So I should actually be doing some...
Let's get that out of the way.
Definitely. Well, I'm a musician and a father and a husband. And, you know, one of the things that is most important to me is just really help people understand the importance and the power of who they are, you know, themselves. I think there's so much that tells us, you know, that we are less than or that we are not enough. And just recently it's just really been a calling for me to let people know that, you know, you are enough and that you are great and that you are powerful. And I think that that knowing will just really help lift people to the true potential that they have within themselves. So I'm hoping to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Yeah. It's so simple when we hear the idea, or sometimes we don't, you know, I guess it depends on where we are in consciousness, the idea that we are enough, when we can take that truth in. Well enough. It's simple yet powerful. Like if I just think of things that I'm moving through and say, you know, no matter what we're going through or growing through, we are enough. We have everything we need to handle it. That changes how, you know, for me, I know it changes how I deal with life. So when I'm moving through crap. Now, we want to talk about the monsters in our head. We want to embrace the monsters. You know, because there's so many of them. Some of them got 10 legs, so many arms and legs. But we want to let them feast on themselves right now. So let's back into your history. So let's go back and find out about you. Tell us about your childhood. Did you grow up in a family where the new thought idea or spiritual truth was around, or how was your childhood?
You know, it's very interesting. I grew up in Houston, Texas. And in Texas, you know, it's very much the South. And I grew up in, you know, initially a Baptist church and then a non-denominational church. I remember being a kid, and my mom actually pushed me on stage when I was, I want to say, 7 or 8 years old with my sisters. Because she heard us singing in the bathroom and, you know, singing around the house. She said, you're going to put this to use, and you're going to, you know, you're going to put this to use for God. And so she put me on stage, and I was terrified. I was absolutely terrified. But, you know, what's funny, it's like when you start doing that, you see the response that people give you, you know, and that you receive, and the influence you have on people, you know, just by sharing your gift and your message at 7 or 8 years old, it's really life-changing, and I thought, this is something I want to do forever.
It's beautiful, you know. It's you know, there are people who say, well, their parents never support them, or in your case, your mom shook their head, but she recognized you. And I've been hearing y'all sing in the background. You got to do something with this. So you said you're
yes.
the sister sing?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Is she older than you or young?
I have two, actually, and they're both younger.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, they're both younger than me.
You talk about how scary it was. Because, mm-hmm. you know, and I really, it's like at that point, I can only imagine. I mean, yeah, I can go so many places with that. But let's just stay here for a minute. You know, how scary it was, but the response you got. When did the response you were getting help you or became a catalyst for you to really look at your own gifts, for you to start seeing the value in the gift that you have that is so natural?
I would say that was about 2 years ago.
Mm.
True story. Because up until that point, you know, there's a part of you that says, oh, they're just saying that to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, they're just applauding or saying, you know, we love your song just because, you know, they don't want to say, we don't really like what you're doing and don't ever do that again.
Right.
So it's funny because a couple of years ago, I really came into, just meditating more, and the whole new thought movement and the idea, you know, that we have this power within ourselves. And it was at that point that I realized, you know what, it's like maybe they're not just making this up. Maybe this is something that is actually affecting, you know, their lives. And of course, you know, as we have a CD titled Monsters Inside My Head, those monsters that have been so dominant over the past, you know, 30-something years, were like, no, we were right. You know, they're just making it up. But, you know, it's funny. It's like when you start to meditate and you start to really get into who you are yourself, you start to, you know, like you said, become more familiar with that I am presence within you. And it really helps you understand that, you know, we're all here to give a gift, and that your gift is helping.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, I always say that your greatest gift, for the most part, will be your greatest challenge. You know, it's so pure, it's so authentic, it's so real, but somehow it challenges us. Everybody's seeing it, but sometimes we don't see the gift. We run from it, we judge it, we criticize it. You know, we do something, I don't think that's good enough, I should be doing this, but others are saying, come on, as you said,
every
you know.
Every day.
You're like, yeah, they're saying that because they love me, because they're family.
Right.
But, you know, actually, here's a funny thought. What about those people on American Idol and all those things that they can't even hold the note to their own name, and somehow they have the courage to step on the stage of life? What's the difference? I mean, from a musician's perspective, what do you think the difference is? Do you think they're just looking for fame?
No, you know, from a musician's standpoint, I think because I've done, you know, similar shows, I think the thing is we all want to share, as musicians or artists or whatever, or writers or authors, we all want to share our gift. And when we go on to a show or a stage like that, it's just an opportunity to reach more people. And I think that internally, no matter, you know, what they're looking to do, there's a true desire as an artist to connect and to help other people enjoy their life experience. I think that's
You feel the same for those who can't even sing a nursery rhyme? I mean, there's some of those people on there. It's like, how did you even get through? Who did you have to pay? I think some of those people are looking for auditions. But anyway, we got to find our own path. You know, because there's some people like, you're wasting air time. But anyway,
I think they really want to share. I mean, I think that's, you know.
And I do get that. I really do. Because we all... Really, in all honesty, I get that every one of us, each and every one of us we have this desire to share. We know innately that we're here to give of ourselves, to express ourselves. Now, there are some people who will look outside the world and say, oh, if you're a singer, then you're celebrated. You can buy the house, you can buy the car, you can be happy, you can be joyful. So rather than tuning in, they tune to the tune without, if you will, and think mm-hmm. that's their path. And but there's something about taking the time to be still, as you said, meditating, and really falling in love with self, falling in love with your own gifts, and mm-hmm. and then get to start seeing something that maybe you haven't seen before. And you said you know, 2 years ago was really when you start to appreciate your own gift. What caused the change? What was the catalyst?
You know, I would have to say it was, you know, just sitting back and, you know, beginning that reading and meditation process and really looking deeper within myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because a lot of times you, it's funny because you, as I went through my spiritual and just personal growth through, you know, self-help and things of that nature, you hear all these speakers and you read all these books and they always tell you something. But, you know, it's very so funny. A gentleman by the name of Les Brown, who I'm sure a lot of people know, he said, you don't know it until you start to actually live it, to actually start to put it into action.
Mm-hmm.
And I had books upon books upon books of, you know, sayings going around in my head, and I had, you know, all these audio books that I listened to. And all of a sudden, you know, when I took the time, like I said, to get quiet, to get still, all of a sudden I just started to hear that quiet, you know, I am voice inside all of us say, you know what, this is really helping people, and you are here to really share this gift. And it was like, stop trying to do all of these other things that you're looking to do to, you know, to do this gift, and just do what you came here to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a step out and started doing it, and a day all of a sudden there was like this floodgate of support and everything that I guess had been waiting for me to actually step into that acceptance, into that abundance. And it was a really strong confirmation, and it felt really great.
Yeah, and your song, I mean, of course, it goes in line with our format here, and it's spiritual, it's inspirational, it's positive, it's call it whatever. It's God inspiring, and all your songs that I've listened to is just like, oh my God. Now, did you start writing like this once you started meditating, or this is something you've always written before you actually got to a space when you start to realize who you really are?
You know, all the songs that are on there, with the exception of one, which is Champion, was written, you know, after, you know, the acceptance and opening and the ability to actually open myself up to share, you know, these messages without being afraid of what someone could say. But so short answer is Champion was written actually, I want to say, maybe even as much as 10 years ago. And that song, I was in a very similar space as the ones that are written, you know, now. I was in a very similar space. I was sitting in my room, and I was in Los Angeles, California, and this is before we had, you know, any record deals or any, you know, touring stuff or anything. And I was sitting there, and I, you know, was just wondering, how am I going to do this? How am I going to, you know, play this music and support myself and share this, you know, this talent with people? How am I going to do this? And I remember sitting in my room, and I had my guitar at the time. And a day I started strumming, and literally that song just fell out within an hour from beginning to end. Lyrics, chords, everything just fell out. And the song was written.
So it was a God in you telling you, man, you're a champion.
Champion.
Yeah. I mean, stop tripping. Come on. Let's hear a little bit of it, and then I want to talk about your experience Science of Mind, all right?
Well, definitely.
Taking a musical
break. No matter how hard you try to fight, nothing goes your way. You look into the mirror and see the stranger once again. Again, you find yourself a little away than you were when you began. But you better get up. I know that you're not alone. Don't let a thing get you down. Got to be strong, and even though you die, you got to let it be known that the heart of a champion baby, moves on. You wonder how it all would grow, and the sorrow makes you cry. You start to take what you know you should be giving. Give up when you should try. You look into the mirror. See the stranger once again. Again, you find yourself a little lower than you were when you began. but you better get up. I know that you're not alone. Don't let a thing get you down. You got to be strong, and even though you're tired, you got to let it be known that the heart of a champion, champion baby, moves on. So it's up, and you can't find
champion Troy Horn. He's my guest. And I'll see if I can play. Well, I'll play all the songs that I had. I'll play all of them today. We're taking your calls 347-426-3346. Do you have a gift? Do you have something that is to birth through and as you? Are you pregnant? Doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. You're pregnant with an idea that you're just afraid because the mustard that you said is, don't you dare push, don't you dare breathe, don't give birth to that. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. If you can't call in because you're not supposed to be listening, but you have to listen because Troy's on the radio. Yo, Jukebox, Troy on the radio. But, you know, so you can't call in. Go to the Ask Life Coach at a radio fan page, like page. Post your questions, your thoughts on there. We'll be happy to get to it. Or the Life Conversations radio fan page, like page. But if you don't do Facebook because you're old school or you're just whatever, or you just can't get on Facebook, let me keep it simple. You can send us an email, ask@lifecoachada.com. There it is. Yes, so all this information I got to give you. The champion. You know, for me, Troy, as I listened to the song and from how you talked about it, how it came about, it's for me, I said it before, but I really, it's like spirit talking to you. When you wrote it, when you were singing that song, what was it, what was the experience like for you from the beginning and when this song, when you gave birth to the song, what did you notice?
You know, what's very interesting about all of these songs and is that when you start writing, it's, when it happens like this song happened, you know as an artist that there's something else talking through you. There's something else that's writing this. And you know, for a long time, I struggled with being, you know, being able to, you know, people say, hey, you know, great job. Because so many times when I'm, you know, performing these songs or I'm on stage doing you know, songs like this, I can feel that there's something else doing it. There are notes that I can sing that I couldn't sing in rehearsal. There's an emotion, there's a feeling that, you know, that just comes over me while I'm doing it. And the experience and the feeling is literally like there's some little, you know, whispering thing that's saying, this is what you need to say, and I'm going to tell you how to say it. I'm going to tell you how to play it. I'm going to tell you, you know, what to write down. And it's pretty amazing. It's pretty fun.
You know, it for me, I feel like it happens at the moments that we surrender. You know, you were talking about how do I do this? How do I get this song out? And I have spoken to people sometimes where, you know, they were going through something and they were complaining or just really fearful, doubtful, and suddenly they get the answer. And sometimes they say, I don't know why I was even tripping. I don't know why I was fearful. I should, it's going to work out. But for me, I'm also sometimes the moments where we're feeling doubtful, where we're feeling pain, where we think it's not going to happen or feeling sad, maybe that's part of the plan to help us shift into a new awareness where we literally crack our own selves open to receive what God's Spirit has for us. Because in that moment when you go through the moment of how's it going to happen and you just have that rise up from within you, for me, I feel like that happens from a place of surrender. I don't know if it's different for you. It happens when we just kind of say, you know, I don't know how.
And you say, definitely.
Let me tell you what I know.
Definitely. Yeah. It definitely comes from a place of surrender. I mean, you know, it's always funny because when you get to that space of surrender and it happens, you always wonder, at least I have, because I guess I haven't learned this lesson yet, why didn't I surrender before? Because I've had this experience before.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I let go before?
But that's it right there. That's it. Oh, I'm getting all excited now. Everybody, brace yourself. I'm getting excited. But that's it right there. You know, I think sometimes use the spiritual truth to sometimes beat ourselves up. Because, yes, clearly, yeah, why didn't you surrender then? But it's this another, I think, as spiritual students, as human beings, period, is here to redefine ourselves to ourselves. So in the moment where you didn't surrender and then you did, that's like what I call you become a life scientist. You get to say, okay, here it is, not surrendering. It's all full of stress and pain and worry. Now, let's try surrender. Wow.
Right. There you go. It worked again.
That's right. It worked again. Now, and I think, you know, that's when we really embody. You talked about you have so many books that you read. That's the moment where we now let the book become us, while we let the sermon become us, the music become us. You know, people can listen to your song and it can inspire them over and over, but they still have to make the move. They have to move consciousness. They got to move themselves. They got to do something. They got to shift in consciousness, or else it would just be, you know, just be fantasy, I feel. I mean, people might see different. But we got to embody it. We got to embody the fact that we are the champion, you know. And you know, you talked about how people were saying, really, they were saying you were the champion. You were like, yeah, they're just saying that. But until you saw that you were the champion, then things started changing and shifting for you. And I say truth is nothing until it becomes a way of life. Truth is nothing until it becomes a way of life. And today's topic, today's theme is embrace the monsters in your head. We jacked some of Troy's title. The title of your CD is The Monsters in Your Head. Now, Troy, let's talk about the monsters. And actually, I want to go back to your journey and how you found your church. Mile High Church, which is a Science of Mind church, right? And
yes, it is.
How did that happen for you? What led you to that place? And then you had the opportunity to face the monsters in your head.
Well, you know, it was funny because we were here and I was looking for, you know, a space like Mile High. I grew up in the church, and there's always a part of me that thought, you know, my friends that are Muslim or that are Hindu or whatever, Buddhist or whatever, it's like, why do I feel, just for myself, I felt like these people have truth also. They have a truth that's just as valid as the truth that I have. Why, I want to go to a place that celebrates, you know, all of our truth, whether, no matter how we're trying to get there, no matter how we're trying to get to this realization of, you know, our connection with spirit or source or universe or whatever you want to call it. I want to go to a space that does that. And I was, you know, actually, my mother-in-law actually told me that Michael Beckwith was coming to the Mile High. And at that time,
it's,
you know, the secret.
It's all over then. You say Michael Beckwith is all over. Go ahead. It's all over.
It's all over. And, you know,
yes. go ahead.
And so I thought, okay, well, you know, the secret had just kind of done its thing, and I was like, oh, well, this will be cool. I get to go actually, you know, see this guy speak and hear, you know, kind of what he had to say. And so I went in and I went down to Mile High, I walked in and it was like I was at home. I looked around, all the tapestries on the side, you know, had pictures of, you know, people that were of all faiths and all religions. And I thought, wow, this is something else. A place that, you know, speaks to all of us being okay and all of us knowing our truth. And I thought, this is great. And I sat down and listened to him speak and talked to him afterwards. And, you know, at the time I had had long dreads like he has and like you have at one time there, I was noticing so we had a connection there with our hair and you know, it was just a calling to come back and we've been going and being a part of that community ever since, just because it's just been really great to have a space that celebrates the truth that everyone has and that everyone feels and knows.
So and then from there on, that's all she wrote. You know, it's like,
yes.
Lord. So the monsters inside my head. What inspires that title?
Well, you know, exactly that. You know, they say that the difference between a sane person and a crazy person is the crazy person speaks to the monsters out loud. And I think we all have, you know, we all have these voices in our...
I've always said I'm crazy. Now I know why I'm crazy, because I certainly speak. And it's so bad I do it on the show.
But, you know, the funny thing is we all have these same voices. We all have these same, you know, little, and it's these voices that say, you know, you can't do this, and this person doesn't like that, and this person doesn't appreciate this about you, or, you know, you're not as, you know, good or whatever as you think you are. And it's funny because the things that we say to ourselves, no one would ever say to us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You ever, it's like, but we say them to ourselves all the time. And so I titled this thing, this album, Monsters Inside My Head, because in a way it's acknowledging, you know, for me and my craziness, it's a way of acknowledging that, you know what, I've been a victim of what you've been saying for so long, but you know what, now I'm going to address what you're saying, and I'm going to help people address those voices that are within themselves and help them get them quiet so they can understand the I am and the power that's within themselves.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. There's so many, when I just think about it, I remember when I was just like, wow, that's such an awesome title when you and I talked, you know, that we all have monsters in our heads. We think about us, and so sometimes we think we declutter the house, we clear the house, we sage the house, and one day we come home, well, how did you get in? Because there's always more. You know, and it, for me, it's like we've got, you know, this month, the theme is spiritual awakening, and spiritual awakening is learning to appreciate the monsters. Because the monsters, for me, are like the weight when you go to a gym. You know, when you're picking up weight, you need the extra weight to create tension in your muscles so your muscles can break and then rip. And then basically they get to grow back again. And, you know, the whole thing about this surrendering before or not, the experience and the thoughts that we go through in life, sometimes we wish we could get rid of it. But I look at them as those are the spiritual weight for that are given to us or that we give to ourselves so we can grow spiritually and develop the spiritual muscle. And the more we develop the spiritual muscle, the stronger we can handle more monsters or what life has to throw at us rather than run. Because when we run from them, the monsters chase us down. They're like, come on! I have been specially selected for you. Don't run! Come here!
Yes! That is so great.
And for the most part, oh, you were going to give me a compliment. Go ahead, say it.
I said, you are good.
Okay, you are good.
I mean, I knew you were good, but with this, I'm going to have to use that. I love that.
Well, we're going to dance that. What you just saw was the God light in you. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. It's time to party. We're going to party. And, Troy, I'm really serious about this. The next time you come, please, they got to be at least 5 minutes long. Come on, man.
Okay.
I like it.
You know,
it's like prayer.
Don't worry
about all them people. I would start a record label to sign you up. Okay? That's how much I believe in
you.
And speaking of signing you up, you also, before I play God Light, that's where we're going to party. We're going to shake it all up. So people who are dealing with the monsters in their head, this guy that's your ex-husband, the ex-wife, foreclosure, illness, it's time for you to dance that stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play Godlight. But before we do that, I want you to talk about, you have a campaign going on right now, right? Tell us about that.
So we have a Kickstarter campaign, and basically what that is doing is that is helping us raise money to finish and create even more music in the vein of what we have on our EP. We kind of started this, and it was funny because, you know, even with starting this, you know, the monsters chime in and they say, you know, oh, no one's going to support that. like, you can't. No one really likes your music, and two, no one's gonna give $5 or $10 or whatever to have you create more. And so then, because I've been meditating and I had the chance to spend some time with that I Am presence, it was like, you know what, Troy, the universe is abundant, and it is told to us that we should ask and we shall receive. And so I sat down and I put a business plan together and I figured exactly how much it's going to cost to do this song and to master it and to print CDs and do the artwork and blah, blah, blah. And I came up with this number. And then I looked at it and I said, oh, that's just, that's so much. And then, of course, the other monsters were like, yeah, see, we told you no one's going to do this. Don't even think about it. Don't even do, just forget about it and, go about what you're doing and forget this ever happened, and we'll be nice. We won't bring it up again if you won't bring it up, kind of thing. and the quiet I Am voice said, if you really believe that this is an abundant universe and that you have this power, you can't sing that, you can't live that and not ask for, what you need. You can ask for what you need, and you can't not ask, I guess is what I should be saying, for what you need. And so what I did was, after many weeks of looking at the numbers and actually, putting the campaign together on Kickstarter and, having my beautiful wife, spell check everything and looking at, this word and that word and going, ooh, I should launch tonight. Ooh, no, not tonight. I can't do it on Friday night because Friday night, no one, is around the computer, or I can't do it on Monday because people are just getting back into the office, and I can't do, the usual things. This went on for weeks and weeks and weeks. Yeah. And then finally one night, Elizabeth came to me and she said, you just need to do it. You just need to hit, launch the campaign, and you need to trust, and you need to, get out of the way and surrender, like we were talking about. And so that's what I did. And it has just been absolutely amazing. And I have been so grateful with, the amount of support that we have received. It's just been really great. It's been really amazing.
Yeah.
So
I'm laughing as you talk, because I think of people that I know, people I work with, this idea of, we know to go and get still and listen to that still small voice. And get guidance, or tune into intuition, and find out what we need to do. And when you're in that meditative state, you receive the idea, oh my God, it feels good. You're like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Yes.
And then when you come out of meditation, you think, well, wait a minute. Whose idea was this again? No, I don't think I want to do this. Because I know I've got some ideas that have come through meditation, and sometimes when I come out, I'm like, oh, wait, how's this going to work? But it's really about trusting. It's about trusting.
It is.
And it takes work. It's cultivated. Because even the trusting, I tell people, if you were able to download the idea, that lets you know you're the perfect one to birth it completely. Just because you download it and it doesn't mean I got an idea that, oh, no, it's too big. No, if you can catch the idea, you're big enough to birth it.
Right.
And we got to remind ourselves. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a musical break because we're going to party. And then what's that song? I'm hearing a song in my head. We're going to party like, which song am I hearing in my head? No, I'm hearing monsters in my head. They're saying, don't you dare sing. My monsters, sometimes they look out for me. They're like, dude, don't sing. We like to scare you, but don't sing because you scare your listeners. So we're going to play. Tell us a little bit about Godlight, and then we'll play that, and then we're going to have a – tell us about Godlight. Let's do that. I'm excited.
Yes, this song was just, again, one of those things that just fell out. I was sitting there, and I started putting together, this music, and I thought, what is this supposed to be about? The music came, and, all the choruses and the verses and the bridge and everything just came. And I thought, well, what is it supposed to be about? And just at that point, my two sons were sitting around and we were playing video games together. And I looked at them, in that moment. And it was just like, wow, look at the amazing, amazing beings that these two young men are, that they know their power. They haven't forgotten. You know, if you ever were around a child, it's like, you know, they are the epitome of ask and you shall receive. Because, you know, you tell a child, you know, no, I can't do, no, you can't have a popsicle. Why can't I have a popsicle?
Mm-hmm.
Because I said no. Well, why do you say no? Can I have one now? A few minutes later, can I have one now? Can I have one now? And so they understand. They haven't forgotten that whole, you know, that whole receiving the whole power that they have. And I was sitting there looking at them and going, just replaying all of those events. And it was just like, when I look into their faces, I see and I'm able to re-remember that God that I am that is within me, because they haven't forgotten. You know, they still, I mean, these children today manifest things that are just absolutely amazing. I can't tell you how many times I've told them, you know, we can't do this because of whatever reason. You know, we can't go to the rec center, or we can't go play basketball, we can't go on a hike for whatever reason. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's maybe a friend will come over, or, you know, grandma or grandpa will come over, and, you know, it'll be their time to, you know, hang out with them, and they'll say, hey, you know what? We had this feeling that we wanted to go hiking today. And I will just look at them and just be like, look at that. Isn't that amazing that, you know, I just said no, but it was their desire and their trust that without any conversation, without any talking with anyone else, they manifested that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so this song was just acknowledging and celebrating that God light that's within, you know, these children.
It's a celebration it is. I want to play where we stop talking, because I love this song. So anybody that's moving through a challenge or not, if you have monsters in your head and you don't have to get rid of, invite your monsters to dance with you. You know,
yes.
This is just the best song. We're going to play God Light, take a break, come back with Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and then continue the conversation. The number is 347-426-3346. Let's get our spiritual groove on. God Light,
yes.
Troy Horn. TroyHorn.com. Find out more about him. And I see a God Light that you is. Let's sweat.
Monday morning, weekend's gone. I can't believe how fast this thing called life goes on. I still recall when I was young. The mama's baby has a daughter and two sons. Radio, don't play my songs. My kids rock out, they know the words and sing along. Circle of life. Kind of strange, sometimes it breaks my heart, but all of life is changed.
When I look into their eyes, I see that God light.
Now the sun in the sky
is so bright.
And no matter what I hear about the
dark night, I know that everything around me is perfect, alright.
I look into their eyes, I see that
God light.
Now the sun in the sky. Until my life is through. Shed this light, let it glimmer on. So when it all falls, let it simmer on. Hope,
just yesterday. How with blue hole in my head. Living in a world with so much death. I just wanna live with no regrets. Golden sunlight, the soldier's young mind. It's morning gunfights and running for one time. I love the night, but I prefer the dawn. When the city yawns, have no pity on me. Won't be long before I pass the torch. Craft the future in my fragile palm. To hand it down, you are the last resort. And through you, I live on.
When I look into your eyes, I see your sunlight. Got the sun in your fire. Your future feels so bright. And no matter what I hear about the
there's no camera here because I'm getting down. God light, everything about you is perfect. And Troy, don't you worry about it. If they ain't playing your song, we're always going to play your song. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. We are going to take a break. And while we take a break, you go to TroyHorn.com and download that song, and you can work out to it in the morning because you know some monsters are holding onto your hips. Let those monsters go. Dance to God's light, and you will be feeling light. Get it? Never mind, you're slow. You got to catch up. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Hey, folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now, that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachade.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. Life Conversations Radio, where we inspire change within you to embrace the monsters, to embrace your life, to embrace your creativity, to embrace your greatness. You know, and you knew sometimes you got to get a little bit creative. And we're going to talk about how to use your creativity to just love your monsters up. As I said at the beginning of the show, if you love your monsters, they'll be like, I can't stand it. I can't stand it when he starts loving me. I don't want love. I want you to run. So we're going to empower you to love the monsters, to embrace all of you, the dark and the light, the shadow, and all that you are, because really, we're making up this story as we go. And the truth is, you are the superhero of this story. And you're always going to come out talking about, I'll be back, because there's life after life. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. I am having such a great time listening to you and Troy. And I love God Light. I have stated publicly that is my new anthem. I'm moving to that to stay inspired. So thank you for doing what you're doing. And guys, I have some gifts for you. Hello, family. Celeste here, recovering and well and happy to be in a house of love. So, hey, Troy.
Yes.
Do you happen to meet somebody named Elizabeth?
Yes.
I bet you do. So I was playing around on Facebook and getting ready.
Troy, let me just tell you, just so you know. Another name that I have for Celeste is FBI, Facebook investigator. She knows
I can't
this
help
thing.
It. I can't help it. Just comes to me. I'm not looking for it. Very beautiful Elizabeth Carcel. I hope I'm saying her name right. Horn wrote great interview. I love to share the love. So you want to share with us who Elizabeth is?
Yes, Elizabeth is my beautiful wife. Yes.
I love it. Oh, good.
Troy's so blessed. You know, Troy, your mama put you on stage, and your wife can get kicked in the butt. Get out there and do the campaign.
Yes.
Come on, man. The time is now. You've just got some loving female energy around you.
Yes, I do. I'm very blessed.
And Elizabeth's name is so on point because E is the fifth letter of the alphabet, giving a little teaser for the energy of the day. We're playing with the number 5. So, of course, that means I had to look up her name, which means Oath of God or God is Satisfaction is what your beautiful wife's name means. And I also have this other gift. Oh, hey, Day, they want to see you. Tamara Joy asked for a videotape of you dancing in the studio. I think I could write on it.
You don't want to see me dancing to God like, because I just let it all hang out. You know, I'm just all over the place. Old school, new school. I'm just mixing it all together.
a perfect segue, because my last gift to Troy is how he kind of hip-hop and put some gospel pieces on God Light. I got to see him do a performance at Mile High where he merged God Light with My God is an Awesome God and then flipped the She Reigns. So just thank you for what you're doing, and much love and support to you and all of the people who help you show up as you are.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. So I'm going to get to it, Life Coach Day, unless you want to pick on me one more time before I go fly into numerology.
No. you need all the love you can get. I'm gonna say picking on you two maybe tomorrow or the day after or whenever. I feel like today I'm gonna just see the God light in you.
You see the God light in me all the time. I appreciate it. So let me get to it. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that's showing up in our life right now. And there are many ways to play. I come bearing a number gift. The energy of the day equals 5. 5 is the freedom lover and has an intellectual vibration. 5 is ruled by the planet Mercury, and Mercury affects our communications. So how are you receiving your messages today, especially with the ongoing Mercury retrograde? Take a deep breath for that one. The 5th card in tarot is the Hierophant, which is Greek for high priest, the minister. The 5th chakra is our throat chakra, and when it is balanced, we can creatively express ourselves through our speech and all modes of communication. The 5th letter of the alphabet is E, and words like eternity, embodiment, and ecstasy connect us to the magical power of 5. Today, we're going to put the spotlight on the well of the medicine cards. Its number is not 5, it's actually 41, but when you add 4 plus 1, you get 5. So here we go. Well of mighty oceans, you have seen it all. Secrets of the ages are heard within your call. Teach me how to hear your words and how to understand the very roots of history of when our world began. The well is the record keeper and is said to carry the history of Mother Earth. Its totem also teaches us to go deep within ourselves to awaken our inner creativity. When a well totem shows up in your life, examine your own use of creativity. Apply your own creative intuition to formulas. This is what imbues them with power and magic. Also, people with well medicine are coded in their DNA to understand that sound frequencies can bring up records in the memories of ancient knowledge. You have coded DNA, divine, natural attributes. These are your gifts. It's what you came here to do. Your confusion arises when you listen to voices that are not true. It's always good to check in to make sure you are dancing to your own song instead of dancing to somebody else's tune. Don't allow naysayers to block you. Use well medicine to embrace and release the monsters inside your head. And then you make room for your dreams to come true. And that's the story of 5 through our friend the well. All is well. I'll see you on Wednesday around 1 for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. Appreciate you. Isn't that perfect?
My pleasure.
Elizabeth. And the 5th letter of the alphabet is 5. I just love how God weave all of this together.
Yeah.
Thank you, Celeste.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day, guys.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you. You too.
If you're just joining us, you're late. In the corner and meditate. Today's theme, today's conversation is embrace the monsters inside your head. And Troy is here to support us to do that because he said, I know monsters used to be in my head and every now and then some of them creep in. It's like, where are you moving? But he used the power of
creativity.
I know, right? Well, the monsters have, as we said earlier, the monsters can inspire us if we just listen to them. Yeah. And, you know, it's stories you were sharing about God lie, your children want to go hiking, you say no, and because you listen to the monsters, I don't see how it's going to be possible with everything, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they said, I got this. And then we get to blah. You know, it's a game, it's a universal hide and seek. And, Troy, I got a question. One of our listeners, Monica, she said, you have a song called Gone Away.
Yes.
She said, what's the story? What is it about? What's the story behind it?
Gone Away was actually written, you know, kind of for, it was a conversation with my mom. And it was talking about, you know, how when you grow up into being a man or a woman, how you begin to, you know, when I was a child, I thought of the child, and when I was a man, I thought of the man. And so you begin to think like a man, and you wonder, am I going to lose all of the child-like qualities of who I am? And so that song is kind of speaking to that transition.
I understand. I was losing my childlike qualities. I said, oh, damn it, I'm doing a radio show because that needs a match.
So, definitely.
Really, y'all just hanging about while I just act a fool and have myself some fun.
Oh, man, you are great. You are great.
Absolutely great. I see something here. We got some special guests. I like the names, but I'm not going to say the names. I want to know what this is. Uh-oh, you already know where I'm going, huh? You feel it.
I don't, but I feel like there's something crazy is about to happen. So.
I love names because in America, in the West, I have an unusual name. Of course, from Nigeria, it's not unusual. People are like, huh, what's your name? Adam? No, Ade. Okay, this name is unusual, I want to go to the name. We got a surprise for you. Isn't that cute? They want to support them. Don't say it. Hello, ladies. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Ooh,
how are you?
Say well. So, but you already know who this is because they're like,
yeah.
Listen, you
what's your favorite? Yeah. Your favorite is so non-accommodating.
I just want to know. We got some background noise. I can't hear you. Get close to the phone. And then tell the people behind you to hush up. So,
well, you know
introduce
what?
Yourself.
So funny because we're in the library. Hi, I'm Melissa Youngblood, Soy's second oldest. I'm the second oldest out of the family.
And I'm Veronica. And I'm the baby.
I'm a pretty good baby.
Yes, and we heard that Troy was on the radio, and we just wanted to give him our support and our love.
Yes.
And he was saying something about the Horn Family Singers. We broke up, so I just wanted to let everybody know it was a good breakup. You know, we love them. You know, we may get back together like the Jackson 5, but we don't know.
Yes.
We don't know.
Yes. Yeah, I'm gonna do it like a reunion sometime. It depends if your schedule aligns. Because y'all kind of
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
And Troy is out there creating miracles, and you're doing your own thing, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So,
yes, sir, I'm Aronica.
Tell me what that name means. I love the names. Tell me what Aronica
means. I have the faintest idea, actually. My mom said that she created it from Veronica.
Okay.
And wanted something a little different, and so she moved some letters around and, things of that nature, and it came up with Aronica.
Wow. So mom really is the source of this creative energy. Now, what's the meaning of Belisa?
Melissa is the same thing. It comes from Melissa.
Oh, okay. Well, she said same thing. Okay. I like the creativity. I like the uniqueness. Now, Troy, why are you so quiet?
Oh, it's just when you're around your sisters, like they're a very strong presence, if you will. So I've learned not to say anything unless I absolutely have to.
They're in the library sending you some love. Have you seen that commercial where people are fighting over? Was it Oreos? And they're whispering,
Yes.
That's what came to mind. Thank you, ladies, for sharing your love.
Thank you.
We look forward to your reunion. When you do reunite, please let us know.
Yes. All right, Troy, love you.
Yes, we love you. We'll talk to you later.
Love you, too.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that is so cute.
So one thing about being with sisters and around the strong feminine energy, you learn that you only need to say something if you're asked to say something. Otherwise, well, you just be quiet.
Yes, and you know, it's funny because, you know, I listen to you seem to have this feminine energy around you that is supporting you, and you know, when family calls, when you're doing something, that just brings up something else. And yeah, you know, it's time for us men to recognize, man, society recognize the power of the feminine energy. And we all have both. We have male and female, the masculine and the feminine energy. But there's something for me, I find there's something so powerful about the feminine energy that if we could just get still, I believe that's where everything starts from. You know, and, you know, if we really, I mean, God has no gender and God is both. It's what I call the duality of oneness. There's a feminine aspect to God and there's a masculine aspect to God, but it's all one. And that's where creativity wells up from. And, you know, to talk about your creative process. You've mentioned some of it. Do you use your creativity in other areas of your life when you're feeling challenged, when, you know, when you're having challenges in your life? How do you use your creativity to help you navigate the answer or become aware to the answer that's already around you?
Well, usually what I do, you know, is, you know, I think I find it mostly in the stillness, you know, and being quiet and being open to what's coming in, because it's the masculine energy that, you know, is part of who I am, a large part of who I am, is just always trying to grab hold and take control and make something happen. And I think the feminine energy is that takes over when I stop trying to control something and just allow something to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that answers your question.
Yeah, what would you say to people who are saying, well, you know, it's all right for him, or some people would say, I'm not creative, I don't have any creative bones in my body. What would you say to them?
Oh, everyone has creativity in them. And it's funny because it always appears in different things. It always appears in different situations. And you know, anytime you're thinking or doing something that you would think to be unconventional or something that, you know, is a little different, that's the creativity in you, you know, coming alive and being present. To anyone that feels like they don't have it, I would encourage them to watch their lives closer, because often things that you don't see are there. You just miss them because you're not watching for them. But I think we all have that creativity.
We all have it. It is who we are. We are created out of a creative life force. And if you're created out, one expression of a creative life force, so you are that, and that's the answer to loving your monsters. That's how you invite your monsters to dance with you. It's like, come on, may I have this dance? And the monsters, like, I don't want to dance. We don't do shout outs for the benefit of those who are listening for the first time, who are saying, well, they're not doing shout outs. But if you want, you know, if we did, we'll send a shout out to all of Troy's friends, some that I can see. Ken is a, like, I just love me some Troy. We have Kathy. Of course, Elizabeth. Thank you, Elizabeth. Elizabeth said, great interview. You know, I'm the bomb. What can I say? You know, your man.
You are.
No, I'm not going to go down that lane. Stop it.
Yes.
Troy and I are co-creating this beautiful experience. We're getting creative. And because we all have something amazing about us. And I think, you know, we talked about spiritual awakening and being still and surrendering. But as you said earlier as well, remembering that we are enough, that's something that we have to always remind ourselves. We must always remind ourselves through meditation, through prayer, through songs, through really just looking at our lives through the eyes of compassion and letting go of the judgment. And a song that you have, I mean, man, every time you come up with a new song, just call your boy up. I'm gonna play it.
Oh, cool.
I believe in you. I love where you write from, and it's so pure, it's so real. And I want to play Miracle. Tell us about Miracle. See, when I listen to Miracle, I have a spiritual orgasm. It's like, I love this song.
You know, and it's funny because it's addressing those same things. It's like when I think about all these things that are good or bad that are going on in my life, I think, you know, what a miracle I am, we are, you know, this whole experience is. I mean, the fact that, you know, we can create and experience all these things every day. I mean, have you ever thought or stopped to think, it's like, I can get up and I can, you know, either go to work or work for myself or whatever, and I can experience the taste of food. I can experience looking at, you know, people around me. I can experience manifesting things. I can experience all these wonderful things. I can listen to the radio. I can watch television. I can do literally anything. I mean, what an amazing miracle that is, that you can do that. I mean, that song, I mean, for me, was just an expression of the realizing, you know, just how important and how amazing every little thing that we can do is.
Indeed. I want to play that now. I want to dedicate it to all of you that are listening right now, those of you listening live and on the archive. More saggy, blissful, silent listeners, Lady D, Mother Wit, Valerie, Tamara Joy, Electra, those of you on the phone line, Glenda, Tam Tam, Toya, Tanya, give you a whole new name. Bless, and everybody else that I can see and those I can't see, I'm dedicating this song to you because you are indeed a miracle, and I'm so grateful for you being part of this experience. This is Troy Horn. Miracles, beautiful song. Yeah.
We'll think about sunlight, we'll think about rain, we'll think about my life and the beauty love brings. We'll think about my family, we'll think about friends. Suddenly everything is beautiful, so I think it all again. Every smile you share, every heart you heal, is leaving your mark on the planet, saying you are here.
We are
hard to remember, yeah, all the gifts we had, until we have to surrender, oh, when the times turn bad. So when you think about tragedy, and when you think about pain, remember hope's round the corner, calling out your name. Every smile you share, every heart you heal, is leaving your mark on the planet, saying you are here. We are
miracles. This is my song. Here we go. Talk all over it. Go get you some. Troyhorn.com.
Yeah,
I love this song. And you have a gift.
Oh, thank you.
We got a little bit of rap going on. Let's turn it up. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Looking for a hug, every foolish shot that took a gangster's hug. Everyone who's homeless, everyone who's home,
yeah.
Everyone who thinks that they're on their own. Take a look around you, everyone you see, part of your spiritual family tree.
We are
miracles. We're all together now.
Yes.
You know, that's not, the song I played at the beginning of the show, What He Sleeps. And there's a little person. I thought it was a little girl, but let's think it's a boy. Maybe it's one of, is it one of your boys?
Yes, that is Silas. That is Silas doing rap. And Moses actually follows him up.
Oh, really?
And yes. And on that album right there, Miracles, there's a wonderful group called And So We Are, which sang on that. And then Mike Charles from My Urban Method Days on the Sing Off was doing the rap on Godlike. They're all just absolutely amazing.
Wow. Okay, so in the if we the rap, the first part, I'm hearing something like Twitter or something, but the other part I understand. The other part of the rap, can you tell me who was in that rap? Because I've been trying to figure it out, and every time I listen to it, it just goes over my head. Maybe I'm but I hear the other part of it. Let's see if I can.
Yeah. So Silas, my little 4-year-old, he says, at the time he was 3, and it says, so I'm 3 years old, and I already know.
Wait, hold on a minute. He was doing the rap when he was 3 years old?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us what he said.
He says, I'm 3 years old, and I already know. All this world needs is love to grow. I put it on my text, and I put it on my Twitter, my Facebook
page. What's a 3-year-old doing with a Twitter? Wait. What does a 3-year-old know about Twitter?
They're starting young.
All right, I'm going to mute myself and let you get through it. your son is going to be away. Okay. All right, go ahead. So I'm going to mute myself right now.
Nobody says, I put it on my text and I put it on my Twitter, my Facebook page, because Silas ain't a quitter. That's what he says. And then Moses follows up with, people come together now, make it better now. If love was high school, I would have my letter now. We can do anything if we stick together now. Put your arms around each other, don't you feel better now?
Good Lord. I probably vibrate some high energy. I don't believe y'all got monsters in y'all's head. Y'all just trying to front. A 3-year with a Twitter account, Facebook account. Come on. Wow. What's the story about What If? Because I love that. I mean, I love all the songs that I've heard. So I just love it. Tell us about the story.
Okay, so What If We was written kind of about, you know, during this whole, I mean, there's been just a lot going on this last year with here in the States with, you know, the election things and people getting so caught up. And, you know, and including myself, you know, with just so much separation and so much anger towards each other. And it was written, you know, kind of like thinking, what if we just, you know, just took a moment and just thought about loving each other, about being together and creating a presence together, you know. And that's kind of where that came from. It's like, you know, there isn't anything that could stand in the entire world's way if we stepped back and just started thinking, you know what, I'm going to choose to love you and your experience no matter what it is, and honor your path and your life, and you know, if we did that for everyone, if everyone did that for everyone, there isn't anything that we couldn't achieve or do, I believe.
Indeed. You know, what we call monsters come in so many ways. It's the fear, the doubt, and the worry. But if we really pay attention, they're kind of like the thoughts that put pressure on us to express who we really are. You know, you go through what you go through, and you give birth to music like this, and we all hear it. Now, most people would want to write beautiful songs like this, but don't want to face their monsters or go through the pain. But, you know, when you're giving birth to a child, it is painful like hell. I heard.
That's what I heard.
But, you know. Oh, here we go. Wait a minute.
Other 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
The sisters were talking about a Jackson 5. Oh yeah, definitely.
They're fun guys. They are fun guys.
What have you learned about yourself as a father?
Ooh, the big thing I learned about myself as a father is that I don't know as much as I thought I did. Because, you know, many times whenever you're asked you know, whatever you say, you know, what your parents say, because that's usually what we do. We always, as parents, hear our parents in our own voice. When a child asks, you know, so why do we do this? So many times you're like, you know what? I don't really know. I don't know why we don't. I don't know why we don't do that. I don't know why we do this. I actually need to maybe, before I instruct you and have you pass it on to your daughter or son or friend or whoever, maybe I should do a little research and find out exactly why I do that or why I say that we need to do this. And that has been just a great growing experience for me to actually have an answer to why can't we do this or why do we have to do this.
What about as a husband?
Oh, wow.
Go on, she's listening. You better tell the truth.
See,
if you don't tell the truth, she's just going to give you the eyes. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, what did you
but
say?
You left that
say?
Part out.
You know what I'm learning as a husband, and what I'm learning as a husband is, you know, that a lot of the things that, you know, I expect of myself and a lot of things that I say to myself, you know, my wife has been really generous in saying, wow, you know, you sure are hard on yourself. You sure do, you know, make up a lot of obstacles that don't really need to exist. And I'm learning, you know, with her to be more understanding with people around me and of myself, being more forgiving and more, I guess, understanding, you know, of all of my life situation and all the people that have chosen to partner with me in this journey thing we call life.
Because
she's a very loving and social and nice person. And you know, I was raised, you know, in the South, and my mom and my family, we were raised to be tough people. And it's like, if you don't get something done, you need to get it done and blah, blah, blah. And you didn't, there's something wrong with you and, you know, that whole thing. And she's really teaching me to be a little more forgiving, not only of myself, but, you know, people that, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm not as forgiving as I need to be. And she's teaching me that. She's really teaching me that a lot.
What a blessing, huh? Because true forgiveness is self-forgiveness.
Yes,
know,
it is.
Sometimes we're hard on ourselves. And, you know, you've mentioned, you know, your wife, your sisters, your mom. What about your dad? Was he in your life?
Oh, yes, yes. My dad is a tough man. That guy, he is creative, man. I mean,
really?
He is the beginning. He's one of the people that, you know, when we were kids, he was starting businesses. He was, you know, always telling us, you know, hey, you need to, you know, learn how to do this. And if you don't know how to do it, you know, just start trying. You know, he is absolutely a huge blessing in my life.
What would you say to people who have got children like yourself, they're married, there's so much going on a day-to-day basis, and they're learning to remember that each and every one of them is a miracle, that there are enough, but sometimes there isn't. It seems like there isn't enough time to get still to meditate. What would you say to them?
The best thing for you to do as far as getting still to meditate is, you know, either after they go to bed, because, I mean, most of the kids go to bed, you know, at a decent time, you know, 7:30, 8 o'clock or whatever, and just take that moment after they're sleeping to kind of be in that space by yourself. But, you know, meditation can also always happen, also happen when they're present, when they're there, you know, just being still and listening to what they're saying or watching what they're doing. You know, that can also be a form of being still and being present and meditating, because when you actually take a minute just to sit and not respond, like, you know, with your usual response, but listen to what they're saying and respond with answers that fit what they're requesting and being present, that's a form of meditation right there.
Wow, I've so enjoyed this interview. I knew it was going to be good at the beginning. I was like, you know, sometimes I try and check in and see them. I was just kind of neutral to see what happens. I'm really, really enjoyed our conversation, the
oh,
energy, the love, the sharing. And before we let you go, what do you want to say to your all your fans, your global fans that are out there, those on Facebook who know about you or buying your CD, promoting your Kickstart campaign, those at church and listen to you, say, Joy's on the radio! What do you want to say to them?
You know, I like to call my extended family. I just want to say thank you, honestly. Thank you so much for helping us get this message out and being a part of this team and this family of people that are just spreading music and media and all types of positive things that help people change the way that they see themselves. And you know, that would be it. I would like to say thank you to all of them. Thank you so much. Mm.
And your legacy, your story is being written. And when many, many, many years, eons after eons, and you look back, what would you want to be remembered for?
Wow. If remembered, I would want to be remembered as someone who helped many people change and understand their lives can be everything that they want them to be. I would want to be the person that musically helped people shift their consciousness to the place where they can attain anything and everything that they desire.
Mm. Yes, yes, yes. You will be remembered. You can be all humble about it, but you will be remembered. It's too late. People already remember you. Now, once again, I want to ask you about the Kickstart. Is it Kickstarter or Kickstart?
Kickstarter.
Okay. And then I want to ask you about that and then talk about I Wish You Well before you go, and then we'll play that as we wish you well on your journey. So Kickstarter, that's still valid until when? How many days left?
Yes. We have 6 days left on our Kickstarter campaign, and you can find out information about that at troyhorn.com. There's a widget on the right-hand side. Or if you're a friend with me on Facebook, I post stuff there too. So, you know, if you're on Facebook, you can find me there. If you're on Twitter, we occasionally post stuff on there. But the best place to kind of find out stuff about us is, one, on Facebook, or you can go to troyhorn.com, and we have, like, a little email list type of a deal there, and a Kickstarter widget on the right-hand side if you would like to join us in funding this project.
So I see a picture of you, but if I want click on your picture, would that take me to it? Yes, it will. Yeah, this is. Okay, so click on your picture, and looks like it's got 7 days left. So listeners?
Yes, if you, let me see here, on the Kickstarter widget on the right-hand side, click on it. Yeah, it takes you there, and we have 6 days left. It says seven over there?
6 days left. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It says six days. 6 days left.
Yes.
And
yes.
Listeners, if you've enjoyed him, I know you have because you're still listening. If it's just a dollar, the power of one, go in there and pledge a dollar. And just let that be an expression of your gratitude, because we need each other. We are one. And we can talk about what ain't happened back in the day. They used to make good news. Well, I think got it all up and pledge a dollar. Now, because now in the day, we can still hear, good music. So, as we get ready to release you, tell us the story behind I Wish You Well, because we're wishing you well, but I want to know what inspired that.
You know, it was a similar time when, you know, I was really experiencing, you know, just that disconnect, that thing that we often tell ourselves that we're separate, and I was experiencing that, and, you know, it was an interesting time and in life. My mom wasn't feeling so well, and so we were talking, and it was just kind of like, you know, we are all connected. We are all one, and this is kind of saying, you know what, no matter how separate we feel at times, I want to wish everyone, you know, that is around me well, and I want everyone to know that, you know, I am choosing to connect and to love them.
Yes, choosing love. Just imagine, our brother, anything else you want to share with our listeners? Maybe something that you're feeling right now, something that's bubbling up for you, maybe something that you want to talk about that I haven't asked you. Here's your opportunity.
No, you know what I would say? You know, I would say thank you again to everyone who has been listening and who has been, you know, following us on this campaign and who has purchased this album and has been sharing with their friends. And I just want to say, you know what, we can do so much. And I hope if there's any way that I can support, you know, the same way that you all have been supporting me, hope that you'll contact me, you know, via the website contact page or anything, and just let me know, you know, that you enjoy it or if there's some way that I can be supportive to you.
Yeah, don't put something on this walk page right now, even if you already know it. Because, you know, there's something about creativity when you express it, you want to know how it's landing on the other side. And
yes, you do.
And even in the spiritual community, you don't need anybody to love you, to love yourself. True, but we need each other, so it's always nice to have the reflection back. And my brother, I am so grateful for the reflection of God that you express on this planet. And I'm grateful for everything that has brought you to this point. Continue to express, continue to create, and continue to make good music.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I will definitely be open to doing whatever the universe and God have planned for this thing. So thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. That's a task of a lifetime.
yes.
And we are wishing you well, my brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ah, life is good. It's getting better. What do you have to give? What do you have to offer? You may be feeling depressed. Maybe it's time to express. Wherever you are in consciousness, whatever you're moving through, we are wishing you well. This is Troy Horn. I wish you well. And don't you dare leave now. I know you came to listen to Troy, but we still got 9 minutes together. Because if you do leave me, I'm going to be sad. You don't want me to be sad, so please stick around. And then I'll give you an invitation to keep coming back. But right now, just stick around to the end of the show, because I got something to tell you. Ooh, you don't want to miss it. We'll be right back.
Outside my mental cubicle to escape the doomsday spell. Cause in this world we're more connected than we ever thought we'd be. No matter what is your perspective, I hope that you will always see that I wish you.
They're not invited to this party. I'm having myself a good time. We're supporting you to embrace the monsters in your head. They're helping you to develop your spiritual muscles.
And no matter what you're going through, you may have lost a loved one. It is all part of the journey. Embrace life. Life is for you, not against you. No matter how traumatic it is. Even if I haven't been through what you're going through, guess what? It's the perfect ingredient for your soul development. Think about it. You're still here. And if you're still here, know that all is well, because there's truly no spot where God is not. So you can rest in that. And if you don't feel like moving on, if you can't meditate, don't want to pray, don't want to be grateful, just be. Just, I don't know, just be in that place where you say, I don't know. I don't know if this works or not, because it's all part of the process. It's time to free ourselves from the pursuit of freedom and trust the process of life and enjoy every moment. And there are going to be some moments that we don't enjoy, but we become the observer. We look at it, we acknowledge that we feel pain, and we find the courage to say, what is behind the pain? The pain is inviting me to pay attention inward now. Pain. So when you are experiencing the pain, pay attention inward and ask, what do I need to know? What do I need to see? And who do I need to forgive? Most of the time, it's yourself. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. And I invite you to support Troy on his campaign. Download some of his songs, all of it, and just be part of the change, be part of the shift. There is a movement, it's already moving. The movement will move with or without you. You don't want to look back and say, I wish. No, this is the time, and you are truly a God, you're a God light, and we want to experience your miracle. I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. I'm so grateful for this moment, for an opportunity to share, to laugh, to just enjoy the moment. I want to invite you to be love. It's the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And allow yourself to be loved. Allow the love to flow in and out of you. And you be the love that you want to see, because we are really one. So if love is missing, if something is missing where you are, you bring the joy. You bring the peace. And we're going to release the show with Carly Jackson, A Lesson in Oneness. Carly Jackson, you can find that on Facebook. Carly, CARLLIE, Jackson, JAXEN. I will see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. I'm going solo, y'all. Oh, my God, I'm going solo. It's on Spiritual Awakening. I'm awake. No snooze button for me. See you tomorrow. Peace and blessings. Thank you, Troy.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me.
I know now that we are one. 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 Well, there is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.